And here we go. It says he's online.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's new?
Oh, a little tired.
Out
doing tons of yard work. You know, being an adult.
There you go.
Learning how to use hedge clippers.
I got some bushes if you want to practice.
No, it's all right.
No?
I've got plenty of my own.
Okay.
And somebody who's directing me, so, you know, it's all
right. Oh, even better.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping my eye on two new hurricanes in the Gulf, or in the Atlantic.
Yeah, yay. There's not a good chance they're going to hit us, though.
That's what they always say, and then they're like, oh, it's going to take a turn. So if I put myself in the mindset now of like, hey,
I'm going to get screwed, may as well be.
You never know. So I had a weird thing happen this week.
You did?
Yeah.
You always do.
I know. It just, life happens.
Yeah.
So have you ever bought anything off of Facebook Messenger or Marketplace? Not Messenger.
No.
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 So, I guess I need to bring the story back a little bit. So, when my mom died, I went through all the emotions that you go through when somebody dies. And
okay.
I sat down and I kind of thought about all the things that she got me into and all the things that I don't do now and that I'd like to do again. And one of those was she bought me my first guitar. I've been playing guitar since I was 12, I think.
Okay.
I have an acoustic guitar, but I don't have an electric guitar.
Okay.
Since she died, I've had like song stuff stuck in my head from like when I was a teenager, like when I was actually writing songs. So now that I have a decent computer and software and things like that, I was like, I really should buy an electric guitar. I don't really want to buy a new one because they're pretty expensive, and if I get all this stuff out of my head and then suddenly don't want to write songs anymore, then I've spent all this money for a guitar. So I decided that I was going to look online, and I looked on Facebook Marketplace and surprisingly found a couple of guitars that I would want to buy. So I was like, all right, I'll get in touch with these people. Twice now, I have been fucked over by Facebook sellers of setting up, like getting in touch with them saying, you know, does it play well? Is it in good, decent shape? Get these answers back. Yes. Would you like to look at it? Yes. Okay. When are you available for me to come see it? And twice now, I've been fucked over every single time I've set up an appointment for two separate guitars.
Where were you supposed to meet these people? In like the parking lot of Walgreens?
Yeah, something like that. I'm not going to go to their house. They're not going to come to my house.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to play that game. But like, if you want to sell something,
right,
make the effort to fucking meet the person who wants to give you money. So twice, and I was like, okay, the first time. Like, and they're not great guitars, but they're decent enough to get to do the things I want to do.
Okay.
So I said to the first guy, I said, look, I'm not available today. Would you be available tomorrow? Yes. Okay. What time? And he said, well, I'll let you know tomorrow afternoon because I have an appointment. And once that's done, I can meet you. I said, great, that's fine. We both live in the same town. I'll be around, whatever. Just get in contact with me. Nothing. So I'm like, So the following day I said, hey, I thought we were going to meet. And he's like, oh yeah, the appointment ran longer. And I said, okay, so can you meet today? And he was like, well, I've got somebody coming over tonight to buy the guitar. Wait, what? And I was like, what the I don't understand. Like, you had said to me that, like, I never said I just wanted to look at it. I said I wanted to buy it.
Right.
So I was like, okay, thanks anyway. So then I'm looking around and I find another guitar, a very similar guitar, similar right. price. I'm like, all right, this guy lives a little farther out. And I said to him, hey, when do you want to meet? And he said, this was Friday. He was like, well, I can meet after work at like 4 o'clock. And I get off work at 4:30. And I was like, all right, I can swing by on my way home. So Friday afternoon, I say, hey, where are we meeting? And he's like, well, I can't today. You told me yesterday you could.
Right.
Well, yeah, something came up. Okay, when can you meet? Saturday. Okay, so yesterday morning, I said to him online, hey, when can you meet for about the guitar? And he said, I'm on my way back from my aunt's house now. I'll go grab it and I will let you know when I have it and where we can meet. I said, that's fine. Didn't hear another fucking word from him for the rest of the day. And I was like, what the actual fuck? I don't understand why people put things up for sale that then will not fucking respond to a person with money that wants to buy them. It's driving me insane.
Well, see, maybe they're not really selling a guitar. Maybe they're trying to figure out if you'll fit in their trunk.
Maybe. I just, it's weird.
Well, people are weird.
Well, they can go fuck themselves in the neck. Because the best part is the first guy, on his ad or whatever the thing on the marketplace is, it says, if this is still up, it's still for sale. And I will take this down the minute that it sells. It's still up. So obviously that dude fucked him over.
Right.
So I'm not going to go back to him and say, hey, like, I kind of really want him to write to me now and say, do you still want the guitar? Because now I'm going to be like, fuck you.
Right.
Now it's not even worth it to me.
Well, now get it for less.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give you $50 for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm trying to talk him down. I was like, how much do you want for the guitar? And he said, this much. I said, fine. That's perfectly reasonable. And I said, does it all work? Does all the pickups, all the switches, all the knobs work? He was like, yeah, all right, fine, I'll pay what you want for it. It's not like I was gonna like show up and be like, well, I've only got this much, do you want
right
it? No, I was like, hey, here's exactly what you asked for. But now they're all fucking me over, so they can go die.
Maybe they're like calling each other going, hey, now you have to put an ad up saying you've got a guitar for sale and then string him along and then not call him back, ghost him.
But why? What does that do for anybody?
I don't know. Some people like it,
I guess. Just trying to buy a guitar. Jesus Christ.
Well, maybe the universe is telling you not to.
You know I don't believe in that shit.
Well, maybe you should.
Why?
Because obviously somebody is trying to keep you from buying a guitar. Maybe that's what somebody may be secretly getting for you. as a gift for something coming up.
No.
No?
No. She's too cheap.
Oh, well.
Did I say that out loud?
Yes.
Oh, whoops. Whatever. I don't know. It's just a weird thing to me. It makes me scratch my head thinking, what the fuck, man? Speaking of what the fucks, have you seen the pictures that have been put online of the new Joker?
Yeah. It's another movie that's totally unnecessary.
Yes. Absolutely. One of the beauty, one of the beautiful parts of the Joker mythos is the fact that you don't know his backstory.
Who cares? at this point, who cares?
Well, somebody does.
Do something original.
They're making a movie.
Yeah, but Joaquin Phoenix? Come on. Really?
I know.
I have as much interest in that movie as I did in Batman versus Superman. It was just a big old waste of time.
I mean, I know everybody is really, really high on Joaquin Phoenix as an actor. Everybody is always like, oh my God, he's such a good actor. He does such incredible performances. He's going to be perfect for this. And I'm like, really? Okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw the pictures. I don't like the makeup. The Joker has never had a red nose.
Yeah.
Or the weird, like, blue eyebrow things. I don't know. It's a very, very weird take.
And is Batman in the Joker movie? I mean, we haven't heard a lot about this movie.
I don't think so.
So it's just the Joker running wild?
Yes, I think so. I think it probably doesn't take place in Gotham. It probably takes place...
Oh, because that makes sense.
It'll take place like outside, well, you know, could be anywhere, Central City, what's the other one? Wherever the fucking Suicide Squad took place. Wasn't Metro City? Wasn't Metropolis?
Metro City. Yeah, Metro City, Bloodhaven.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be one of those with the idea that he'll wind up in Gotham at the end. And then they'll never do another one. This will just be the standalone version of this, and people will just be like, eh, okay, they still don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. It just makes no sense to me.
No, there's no sense within this movie. And apparently, he was saying in an interview that when he was originally supposed to be Doctor Strange, and the reason he wasn't Doctor Strange was because he didn't like the multi-picture commitment of superhero films. So he said at that time, though, that he wanted to do a comic book movie where it was just this indie deep dive into a villain, but he didn't know which villain he wanted to do. And he didn't feel at the time that he could do a Joker film because it had been done before, and like he'd have to go up against Heath Ledger and Jack Nicholson, and he didn't feel like he could do it justice. So he had been looking for another superhero villain to become, and somehow he still wound up as the Joker. So it's going to be all angsty. It's all going to be all like indie style bullshit.
Well, supposedly his origin story is that he's a stand-up comic that kind of goes insane, goaded on by like this talk show host played by De Niro.
Oh. Which is the storyline that they used in the animated series as well.
Yeah. And supposedly they're pulling from The Killing Joke.
Yeah.
A lot of this, so it takes place in Gotham in the 80s.
Okay, so it is Gotham. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Joaquin Phoenix is too old to be playing the Joker at this point, I think. I don't know. I mean, originally Alec Baldwin was supposed to be in the movie, and he was going to play Thomas Wayne.
Okay.
But he's been replaced.
Yeah, he stepped down at like the day that they announced him. He turned around and said, "No, I'm okay."
I don't think so. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I have no interest in it. We'll see what happens.
I mean, it is interesting though, because I think this shows the fundamental problem with movies today is that, like, when we were growing up and they announced a movie, it was months before it went into production. And like casting and all that shit was going on, and it was like there was serious pre-production that went into films back in the day, and now it literally is, hey, Joaquin Phoenix is playing the Joker, hey, here he is on set like a week later, and you're like,
right,
wait, where's all the pre-production?
Well, I think that there's that all the pre-production these days is in the performers' contracts.
I guess.
I don't think that there's that much pre-production film-wise. What kind of pre-production do you need for Gotham? It's like, okay, we're going to film in New York City, or we're going to film in Chicago, and...
Right.
But, you know, I mean, everybody knows what it looks like. We won't do anything original.
There used to be, like, rehearsals and fucking...
What's that?
Table reads and all kinds of that shit.
Yeah, who needs that stuff?
I guess.
That's old-fashioned.
I guess. But, I mean, sometimes, you know, that shit works. Yeah, it's very disconcerting to me that, like, they're already in production on this.
Yeah.
But that's that mentality of, like, we already have a release date.
Well, yeah.
So we got to get going on this.
Well, I mean, it's not about making art anymore. It's about making money.
Yes.
That's what they're looking for. They don't give a shit about how good the movie is.
But look at the flip side of that. Look at Marvel. Marvel is a machine that prints its own money but makes very entertaining films.
Mm-hmm.
So what is their secret that fucking nobody else seems to be able to follow? Is it one guy that's in charge of the entire universe that knows the stories that they're about to tell?
No. I don't think so.
No. I don't know.
It's a very bizarre situation.
It just seems like there's a lot less that goes into these films than there used to.
Well, I think you're completely accurate in that assumption.
I try. I don't know. I'm just not very optimistic.
Yeah. Well, you'll be happy to know that Disney is going to slow down the release of Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that either.
Yeah.
Well, how do I put this? I really disliked The Last Jedi.
Right.
I don't think there's any... I haven't hidden that at all. I really liked Rogue One, and I really liked Solo. And I feel like they're on the right track with some of the stories that they're telling. But I also kind of looked forward to a yearly Star Wars film.
Right.
Whether it was shit or not.
Gave you a reason to live.
Well, yeah, well, gotta live for something.
Right.
You know, it's something to look forward to every year. It's something like, even if you like it, I'd still rather have shitty Star Wars films than no Star Wars films. And do I think Solo would have been better if they had told the story of a young Han on Corellia that all takes place on Corellia and his escape from the life that he was forced into? That would probably have made a better film. Because at some point you're just checking off boxes of like, okay, here's how he gets his gun. Here's him playing Sabacc. Here's him meeting Chewbacca. Here's the possible life debt. Well, maybe not.
Right.
Here's, you know, why he calls everybody kid. Here's why he shoots first. Here's, like, it's definitely a ticking off the boxes type film.
Sure.
But it was still entertaining, and I still really enjoyed what we got. Now, had it been the other two guys making the film, would I have enjoyed it as much? I don't know. We'll never know, because we're never going to see that film. For the film that we got, I feel it was fucked a large part by The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Having come out 6 months prior to an entire legion of Star Wars fans saying, this is terrible. Who were saying boycott Solo, and now they're all shocked and shaken when Disney stands up and says, well, we're not going to do as many fucking movies as you want us to do now. I understand why they're doing it. I just don't know if I agree with it.
Right. Well, again, it's all about the money.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all it is. It didn't make enough money, so let's slow it down, and then that will increase the interest in it, and then that will draw people back to us, as opposed to, hey, let's make a good movie people want to see.
Right, right. And that's ultimately going to be their downfall, I feel. Like, I kind of feel like a large chunk of that's going to wind up on the shoulders of the streaming service. And them doing live-action Star Wars TV shows. If they do it and it causes too much Star Wars fatigue and the movies aren't as good as they used to be, or whatever, then I feel like that's going to be the end of Star Wars.
Well, no. I think they'll still draw it out on their new streaming service.
Think we'll see just less movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'd be much easier to do a no-name star in a very small format, almost anthology-type series. So you could have, you know, a young Ben Kenobi, or a Ben Kenobi between movies, or you could have a Boba Fett, or you could have any of these fan favorite characters that they don't feel really warrant the full movie treatment.
Right.
You know, so do an anthology type thing like they've done with American Horror Story. And, you know, you can have an entire episode about the factory works where R2-D2 was built.
Right.
And, you know, you do a little backstory, you do a little funny stuff, and then you don't have to do another movie. That's all there is to it.
I mean, they're already looking at that with the Marvel stuff.
Yep.
They announced this week that they are going to do Marvel TV shows based on specific characters. And it's the characters that they don't feel could carry their own films.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get 10 episodes of Loki and 10 episodes of Scarlet Witch. And
sure.
Like, they'll have a chance to kind of shine, and then it'll be done. Which I think is a smart move.
I think so too. I think that in this day and age where people want that immediate gratification of, I don't want to sit through four seasons of a show to find out that it was all a dream.
Right.
So if you can do this well in 10, you know, 60-minute, 80-minute episodes and hit the right audience, make them happy, and then move on to something else.
Right, and you get to tell the stories, whatever, like, you know, they're the current thinking is that the Loki TV show will be when he's ruling Asgard. That,
sure.
That big empty spot where, like, anything could have happened.
Well, and then at the end, he becomes Lady Loki. Played by Bruce Jenner.
There you go. But, I mean, it gives Tom Hiddleston another round as Loki to do whatever, make a shit ton of money off of them, and then he's out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just think they start writing that shit into the contracts as these new people are brought on board, of like, look, we're going to do a TV show about your character, but we're not going to do a full movie. You're going to get 10 episodes at $1 million an episode or whatever.
Sure.
You know, and then you'll get to do your story. I don't know. I'm a little worried about the streaming service, though.
Are you? Why is that?
Because they're already talking packages, and they're already talking, they're going to take over Hulu, and it's going to be a package of the Disney streaming service, Hulu, and like ESPN. Like, I don't fucking want ESPN.
I was just going to say the same thing.
So why do I have to
care less
for
about
that?
ESPN?
And then I feel like they're going to be like, oh, if you want the Marvel stuff, it's going to be this much more. And if you want fucking Disney or Star Wars stuff, it's going to be this much more. And it's going to be fucking just as much as having cable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that shit. Definitely don't want ESPN.
Why not?
Because I don't watch sports.
Oh.
I don't know. It just it feels like you said, it's a money grab. They're going to squeeze it for everything it's worth.
Right.
And then it's going to be like, well, you're going to have a choice. You're either going to be able to afford that, or you're going to be able to afford Netflix. Which do you want?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think I'm going to buy the DC streaming service.
Really? You don't want to watch reruns of The Flash?
What I plan on doing is waiting until all the Titans episodes are released.
Uh-huh.
And then do the free trial.
And then cancel it?
And then cancel it. Because that's the only thing I want to see.
Mm.
You know, I'm kind of interested in Star Trek Discovery, but I don't want to pay for CBS All Access, so you know, once I find out what they're going to do with Season 2 and the new Picard thing, you know,
right.
I may end up having to fucking buy that, too.
Well, it's going to be really interesting to see which of these niche streaming services actually survive. Because there's so many of them that are on the books, that it's where do you draw the line with your family's budget?
Right, exactly.
You know, you're gonna have people who are gonna start to pick and choose, and rather than doing the smart thing and making it all a la carte, you're gonna try to force them into a package where they have to buy something they don't really want.
Right, exactly. And I feel like that's going to be, it's going to hurt a lot of those things.
It is. And then you're going to see some company come in and try to start buying them all up.
Disney.
And so once again, you're going to have to be able to, you know, you'll be forced into buying a package you really don't want, but because it has 7 out of 10 channels you're going to watch, you're going to settle.
I guess.
In my world, everything would be free. However, all your paychecks would come directly to me, so...
Oh, well, there you go.
But still, your cable would be free. You can watch anything you want.
How about you just give me your username and password for your cable stuff, and then I'll just watch it all online.
Oh, okay.
I'll send you $20 a month.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that becomes a thing, where people start sharing packages.
It's already a thing. I mean, it's a thing for people watching Netflix. It's a thing for people watching Hulu. I know it's a thing for HBO Go because I used to use my father's login to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, they'd be like, wait, your home is in New Jersey, but why are you watching this in South Carolina? And they would, like, lock it out, and then I'd have to call them and say, hey, I was watching Game of Thrones, and they locked you out. So he'd have to go in there and unlock it and stuff, and then a couple months later, they'd do it again.
Huh.
So. But even he's looking to cut cable now.
Yeah.
He's like, you got to tell me, like, which service to get. And I said, I don't know what you watch. It's all about what you're going to get the most use out of now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Hulu Live? Is it fucking YouTube Live? Is it Sling? Is it fucking any of the other ones that are out there? But I don't think they're all going to survive, and then it's just a matter of how much the other ones are going to cost when those all go away.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't had any TV service other than Netflix and Hulu for the past couple of months, and it's been nice.
Right.
We watch whatever on those, and we have a digital antenna for live TV. And other than that, like, we're gonna have to get one of these services because we want to watch The Walking Dead when it starts.
Sure.
Like, so that's the only thing we're gonna use it for. So I need to find the cheapest one that only has AMC.
Right. Well, why don't you just go AMC Premiere or whatever it's called?
Do they have that?
There's some AMC streaming service where you can, like, watch the episodes without commercials and stuff.
AMC Live?
Is that it?
Download the AMC app for your favorite TV device for optimal live TV streaming experience. Wait, what? Ooh. Does that cost any money?
It's got to cost money.
I'm going to have to look into this. You just blew my mind, John.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. Another mind-blowing experience.
Oh. Oh.
What was that?
I just came.
You gonna cry now?
No.
Okay.
It's only when I'm alone. Oh, fuck me. Okay. Wow. Okay, so apparently, let's see. Formerly known as American Movie Classics, AMC Early Programming Focus. Yeah, I know what the fuck that is. How to watch AMC online. DirecTV Now? No. YouTube TV? No. PS View? No. Philo? No. Netflix? Yeah, if you don't want to be up to date. Hulu? Alright, this is a really old thing then. I'm kind of intrigued about that other one. Uh, See, this is... All right, I'm just going to have to go to AMC and figure that out, because I don't understand. What the hell is Fubo TV?
Fubo?
Fubo.
Couldn't tell you.
Fubo TV, the best shows in sports from the channels you love. Fox, AMC, CBS, Bravo, NBC, A&E, FX, and more. But how much does it cost? I love the fact that they never put how much any of this shit costs. All it says is start for free. Prices vary on the plan. $40, fuck you. Alright, I'm going to have to find out that other thing now. Wow. That would be so nice if I didn't have to pay for another service.
I would.
I mean, the nice thing, though, about something like Sling TV is I could get it for October, November, December when they go on their hiatus until... like March or whatever it is, I cancel it.
Right.
And then I don't have to pay for it until it comes back. And I almost do it just like fucking month to month. Shouldn't have to be this way, but it is. So did I tell you that my kid has gotten into Harry Potter?
No, that's awesome.
So I've been trying to get her into Harry Potter for years. When we did have like cable and all those stupid streaming services, they would have the Disney Channel or Freeform or whatever the hell their one station is that plays all movies. Would have like Harry Potter weekends. And I kept saying to her, we should watch Harry Potter. And she was like, no, I have no interest. So this year, her teacher for third grade loves Harry Potter. So we went to meet the teacher day, and her classroom was all divided into the different houses of Hogwarts. And she literally, the first day of school, had a sorting hat and put all the kids in the front of the class and sorted them in the houses. And gives them house points and shit like that. And
okay.
And at the end of every week, whoever the winning house is, they get like 10 minutes of free time to play video games or do whatever. So I said to her, we should start watching the movies. And she said, yeah, let's do that. So for the past couple of weeks, I've been showing her one a week.
Okay.
We watched the first one, The Sorcerer's Stone.
Yep.
She absolutely loved it. Wanted to watch the second one right away. I said, No, we're gonna wait. Like like I want you to do one at a time, it's fine. And so last night we watched Goblet of Fire.
Okay.
And at the end of Goblet of Fire, you know, Voldemort comes back and they kill Cedric Diggory, and it's very heavy and very dark and a very like, what's going to happen now type thing. And at the end of the movie, I turned to her and I said, well, what'd you think? And she was like, I don't know. And I said, what's the matter? And she's like, it's awful dark now. I said, well, and it doesn't get much brighter from here. I mean,
right.
It starts going down a really dark path of, like, the end game of, like, Harry facing Voldemort. And she was like, there's no more, like, jokes? And I said, well, there's jokes in each one, but it's not like the first one where it was, like, a straight-up kids film.
Right. Well, and the thing was, though, that when it came out, you had to wait, you know, a year or two between them. So the audience was getting older as the plots were getting older.
Yep. Yep, and I tried to explain that to her.
you know, now you try to binge watch it and you're putting your kid through puberty awfully quick.
Well, I wasn't going to make her wait a year between movies.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I can sit through one a week. But yeah, I don't know how much more she's going to want to see.
Right.
Because she was like, I don't know about this. I was like, it's only going to get worse. I'm sorry.
Now, are you doing them in order?
Yes.
Or did you jump? Okay.
Yeah. I definitely wanted to make sure that she saw them as the story progressed.
Okay.
Which is funny because I, having them be from so long ago, I think the last one came out, what, like 12 years ago or something? 13 years ago?
Not quite.
It's all a jumble to me.
Yeah.
Because it's one big story. So, like it was the second movie that Dobby shows up? And I was like, whoa, okay. I thought he came way, way after. And, like, the night bus is in the first or the second movie?
Now I'm confused.
Yeah, I mean, it all is such a blur, but watching it over, I'm like, wow, okay. Like, they're just throwing shit in there way, way earlier than I ever remembered it.
Yeah.
And she saw that the girl that's playing Luna Lovegood is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. So yep. She keeps saying to me, when are we going to see Luna Lovegood? And I was like, it's got to be one of these films coming up. I thought right. For sure she was in Goblet of Fire, and nope. So I had to look it up. She doesn't show up until Order of the Phoenix.
Hmm.
So it's very strange. But she does want to go as Harry Potter for Halloween.
Okay.
And I said, what about Hermione? And she was like, no, I don't really like her. It's like, oh, okay.
Oh. Well, now you should get her into the books, because the books will grow as she grows.
Yeah, and I'm trying to do that. She's got a book fair coming up that they're selling all the Harry Potter books, so I may buy her the first one just so that she can start reading it. Because I tried to explain to her, I was like, you're gonna see all kinds of things in the book that wasn't in the movies.
Right.
And there's all kinds of characters and shit that they cut out of the films just for time. And every time we put one in, she's like, are we going to have to see his cousin? And I was like, I don't know if he's in this one or not.
Right.
She's like, they're so mean. I said, well, yeah, that's the whole point.
Right.
Harry doesn't want to be there.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
She's getting into a new fandom. She's outgrowing Dora the Explorer.
Finally.
You little baby's growing up.
I know. And I said to her, so do you think now you might want to start watching other like fantasy and science fiction films? And she said, yeah, I think I do. So now I have to figure out what to show her.
Labyrinth.
I'm thinking of starting her off with, you know, something light, like Blade Runner.
That's a great movie for kids.
Yeah, you know.
I think you should go all the way back and start showing her some old black and white Universal horror movies.
No, she's not a horror fan.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I don't know if I'd go back that far with her without any real interest in that. I mean, it might be time where she's finally ready to sit through Star Wars.
Oh, could be.
And just the first three, you know. I don't want to show her the prequels or...
No?
No.
You don't want to show her the movies in order?
No.
In chronological order?
No, release order, if anything.
Okay.
I mean, I have toyed with the idea of the machete order with her.
Uh-huh.
So, episode 1 and 2, then 4... No, wait. It's no. The machete order is Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and then when you find out that Darth Vader is Luke's dad, you show them 1, 2, and 3 of how he became Darth Vader, and then do 6. So that it's almost like a complete story.
Yeah, okay.
And then you're not giving away the Yoda secret, you're not giving away...
Wait, there's a secret Yoda?
Well, no, but like you don't know who Yoda was in Empire Strikes Back. Like he's just this weird little green dude in the swamp.
Yeah.
And then you find out, oh no, this is actually Yoda.
Yeah.
So you get rid of the idea of like he was this Jedi master that flew away to Dagobah. And then he shows back up later on. You meet Yoda and you go through the training and then you're like, okay, well here's how Darth Vader came to be. Oh, look, there's Yoda too. So it's all one kind of coherent story. Maybe I'll do that with her if she's interested.
Yeah. Why not?
Could show her all 50 years of Doctor Who.
That'll put her to sleep.
Yeah, well. Probably would. I think she'd like Blade Runner.
You think?
I don't know.
That's Joanna Cassidy's finest work.
Joanna Cassidy. Who did she play in?
She's one of the replicants.
Oh, was she the one that gets killed in the door? Or, like, he shoots her in the back?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Does she watch Walking Dead with you?
No.
No?
No.
Have you been watching Fear the Walking Dead?
Nope, I don't have the cable service.
Oh. They're basically killing off everybody from Fear the Walking Dead. I think there are 4 characters left.
I've heard that they might be killing off, what's his name?
Morgan?
Morgan.
Not so far.
There was a report of, like, are they setting this up to kill Morgan so he can't get back to Alexandria?
I don't know. I mean, it feels like that they're setting it up to just move everybody to Alexandria and consolidate the shows.
Well, they talked about how they have a movie idea and more spin-off TV shows. And
yeah, but do people want to see that?
They think.
I mean,
they do.
I don't. I don't.
I mean, it's. I haven't watched Fear since Morgan joined, but from what I've heard, it's just as convoluted as the last couple of seasons. Even worse because they did that forward backward storytelling thing.
Yes.
So,
but at least they did it in 2 different film styles, so you can kind of figure it out.
Yeah, but the film style thing seemed really weird to me.
Yeah, well,
like really, really muted colors and like almost black and white.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was kind of that not quite as intense, but it was still that gritty, DC Universe kind of style.
Okay.
But I there's nothing else on Sunday nights to watch, so there you go. And maybe that's what they're counting on, as if people are just going to watch it because there's nothing else on.
But now there's football.
Yeah, you watching that?
No, I mean, I'm not watching anything on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
I do different things with my time.
You do?
Yeah.
Like what?
I work on stuff, my own stuff. You know.
I do things. You know, stuff, whatever.
Things.
Yes.
You know, whatever.
Well, as long as you're staying out of trouble, that's all that matters.
Sometimes.
Yes.
I don't know, with the new TV season coming up, there's nothing that I'm really, really excited about.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, even with Walking Dead, I don't feel like AMC is now starting to promote the show as, when it comes back, The Walking Dead, Rick Grimes' final episodes.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that means they have no faith in the TV show whatsoever once he's gone.
Well, I would agree that.
But blowing the load so early, before the very first episode that he was leaving, has got to be hurting them. Because there's got to be a whole group of people that are like, fuck this, I'm not going to watch this now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just aside from that, you know it's coming. It's not going to be a big shock. I'm not going to care when he goes. And then all the other shows, like, even the superhero shows, I'm just like, eh, okay, I guess they're coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'll watch them when they come on. Maybe.
But we're going to have reboots of Murphy Brown and Roseanne and
I'm never
Will and gonna Grace.
Watch that stuff.
And maybe Mad About You. And This Is Us is coming back, and that's going to be so good. No?
Did you watch This Is Us?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
I mean, from what I hear, it's like the best thing ever, and I'm like, eh.
I don't care.
No, I don't care either. I feel like I've reached that point of like, I'm like, I'd rather watch movies and shit on Netflix with TV shows that they make that are a little more cutting edge and less restrictive, but tell better stories.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes they're right on. Sometimes you get like really, really good TV shows and then sometimes they peter out, but at least they're trying. And they're trying different things. I mean, you can't beat fucking Stranger Things if you're like a fantasy horror fan.
Yeah.
I mean, when it's done so well on that medium, like there's nothing on network television that even comes close to it. And I'd rather, instead of just watching any old piece of crap on TV for that night, I'd rather just not watch TV and do my own thing. But we'll see. Maybe there'll be a TV show that captures my imagination this year.
Maybe.
Doubtful, but maybe.
No.
I mean, I really, really have no interest in the last season of Big Bang Theory either.
No, it's outstayed its welcome.
Yeah. Yep.
It's so outstayed its welcome.
I'm ready for it to not be on TV anymore. Which is sad. Because I really enjoyed that show for a time.
Well, that's what happens quite often, is it just... It doesn't know when to go out on top.
No. No, because of the money. It's all about the money.
Sure. And then you start throwing more and more money at your cast,
right.
Even when they may not be ready to or may not be really interested in staying and developing their craft anymore. But, you know, you're going to pay me $10 million an episode, so I guess I'm going to stay.
But apparently they couldn't talk what's-his-nuts into it this time.
Well, you know, he's got such a huge career ahead of him now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it all just seemed to be like, oh, well, he doesn't want to do it, so none of the cast is going to sign up for it. And it was like, that just means they're all looking for a way out.
Right, and there's the excuse. You just gave it to them.
Yep.
I mean, because if the show were still good and relevant, then it wouldn't matter that one of your characters was moving on. You would still be able to deal with it.
Right. And I would like to see the dude that played Wolowitz, Simon Helberg?
Yep.
I would like to see him do something different, where he's not like the butt of the jokes all the time.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a couple of the indie stuff that he's done, and it's really good. Mm. So I feel like I don't want him to be pigeonholed into that character, and that's all people will see from now on. That's all that anybody's going to see with the other guy.
Sure.
The Indian guy.
Oh, he's not going to work again.
But does he have to?
Well, you know, if he's smart, no.
And I want to say I had read somewhere that the main three people took a pay cut for the last season so that everybody could be at the same rate?
Level?
Yeah.
So that's Kaylee, Johnny, and...
And Sheldon. Yeah.
And what's his name?
Right. And the guy with all the Emmys.
Yeah, him. Well, good for them, you know?
Yeah.
You milked it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you didn't create art. You're not going to go down in history. But, you know, you get a lot of money. So good for you. That's all that matters.
Apparently that is.
Yep, that's it.
Seems more and more that's all it's about. I don't know. I mean, is there anything that you've seen that you're like, oh, I'm going to check that out?
Maybe. I think it's called A Million Little Things.
Okay.
I think that's what it's called. Yeah, A Million Little Things. It's going to be on ABC.
Okay.
And I don't know. It looks interesting. Not at all interested in God Friended Me.
No.
No.
That's not
at
be
all
your jam.
No.
Hmm.
No. And I don't even know if I'm interested in Disenchantment, the new Matt Groening thing.
Is that the one that's on Netflix?
Oh, is it on Netflix? Oh yeah, it is.
Okay.
Well, then I have even less interest in it. So there you go.
Wow.
I mean, there's reboots of Charmed, there's reboots of Magnum P.I., there's reboots of Murphy Brown. It's like, really? You couldn't come up with anything original?
Well, because nothing original ever lasts.
Apparently. There's a new one called Manifest, which is pretty much Lost without the island.
Yes, I did see that, where they get on a plane and they show up like 10 years later or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because they can't talk the Lost cast back into another round of whatever.
Wow. If I were the Lost cast, I wouldn't want to do it either. I mean, The Good Place is coming back.
Yeah, that's one of the few that that I will end up watching. It's going to be that
Tim
and
Allen,
superhero shows.
Yeah, Tim Allen's Last Man Standing is moving to Fox after being gone for about a year.
Oh, that'll be good.
Which means that there were cast members who have to be replaced because they've got other jobs.
Nice.
So that'll be interesting. Oh, and apparently they get a Chinese exchange student coming to live with them. So, you know, that'll be good.
Yeah, because nothing says funny like racist humor.
Yes. Well, it's Tim Allen. What do you expect?
Is he that bad?
He's very Republican.
Oh.
Yeah, this just doesn't seem like it's a... You know, I mean, this might be the perfect year to cut the cord.
Well, we'll see.
That we shall.
I mean, it is becoming easier to not, like, all this shit ends up on Netflix anyway, like all the stuff that I watch. So it's really like, uh-huh. Do I need to be up on, like, the moment-to-moment stuff of the internet, or can I just ignore it and then binge-watch it all later on?
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I mean, that's what it's getting to. I mean, it was a little weird. It wasn't last year. It was the year before when my wife's friend was on Arrow.
Uh-huh.
So that was, like, keeping up to date with that and him and stuff like that. That was kind of cool. But ever since then, it's just like, all right, whatever. I don't know. There's nothing that I've seen commercial-wise that I'm like, oh, I've got to remember to even look that up.
Right.
Everything just seems like it's the same garbage.
It is.
Which I'm worried about, because then they'll be like, oh, well, maybe we should do some cheap fucking reality TV shows instead.
Well,
and then
you know,
we fall back into that. Let's see if there's anything on the TV show premiere dates that... 911? No. The Resident? No, it's just House.
Yeah.
The Voice, The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Magnum P.I., The Good Doctor, Bull, really? Manifest, The Gifted, NCIS, Lethal Weapon, This Is Us, FBI, because we really need another FBI show. NCIS, New Orleans, New Amsterdam, Mr. In Between, a half-hour drama series about a criminal for hire who's trying to juggle his professional life with the other roles he must also play, ex-husband, father, boyfriend, and best friend.
That doesn't who's starring sound, in that?
That doesn't sound good at all. Damon... Herriman?
Oh, of course.
And Dewey Crow.
Oh, big fan of theirs.
Yeah.
Big fan, yeah.
Chicago Med, Survivor, David versus Goliath, Empire, The Goldbergs, American Housewife, Chicago Fire, Modern Family. Even that, I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Star, Single Parents, A Million Little Things, Chicago PD, South Park. The Good Place is coming back on the 27th. Grey's Anatomy, Mom, Law and Order, Murphy Brown, SWAT. Ooh, SWAT. Whoopee. How to Get Away with Murder, Chef's Table, Last Man Standing, MacGyver's coming back. The Cool Kids, Hawaii 5-0, Ray Donovan, Hell's Kitchen. Blue Bloods, Dateline, America's Funniest Home Videos, The Simpsons, Bob Burgers, God Friended Me, Family Guy, Paul Dark on Masterpiece. Oh, that's on PBS.
Yeah.
The Neighborhood. The Neighborhood is built upon a stereotype that everyone from the Midwest is super friendly, as it follows what happens when the friendliest guy in the Midwest moves his family to a neighborhood in L.A., where not everyone looks at him or appreciates his extreme neighborliness. Naturally, an opinionated neighbor is wary of the entire situation, certain the new folks will disrupt the culture on the block. Everyone will probably be learning some interesting lessons here.
That makes me want to watch it, right?
Doesn't
there.
It, though?
The way that is summed up, that's what I want to watch.
Criminal Minds, Superstore, Will and Grace. Station 19, I Feel Bad. The Man in the High Castle, Big Mouth, Into the Dark. All shit that I have no fucking interest in. Oh, here's one. Doctor Who. Maybe I'll watch that. But that premieres at the exact same time as The Walking Dead. So what do I watch? You gonna watch Star Wars Resistance?
Probably not. I've seen artwork for it. I don't care for that style. It's like a very watered down manga.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, okay, I had a hard enough time with Clone Wars being in that kind of chunky 3D style.
Right.
And then they did the same thing with Rebels, and now it's like, yeah, no, I'm good. Thanks. I'm good.
Gonna watch Riverdale again?
You know, I haven't watched it since the first season.
Nice.
Because I was away, like, for 5 or 6 episodes towards the end.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't, when I got home, I couldn't watch them for free. I had to, like, pay to watch them. So I said, screw you, and just stopped watching.
Nice. You gonna watch Supernatural for its, like, 14th season?
Oh, if it's the last one, yes.
But it's not.
I know.
They're just going to keep going and going and going.
Going and going, just like the Energizer Bunny.
The Conners airs on the 16th of October.
I'm looking forward to see how that happens. I mean, it's got two of the worst actors on TV. Kid who plays DJ and the kid who plays Becky. It's like you couldn't convince, you know, Sarah Chalk to play Becky again, and then you'd only have to worry about DJ. I mean, because watching them on TV is rough.
So according to the TV Guide, it says it will likely premiere with Roseanne dead, Dan moping because
yes.
She's dead, and presumably more of the same working class Midwestern blues stuff as before. There will be an unexpected pregnancy, ABC says, which promises some drama.
So Dan gets pregnant? That's awesome.
Maybe.
Yeah. Right now they're saying that Roseanne's character dies of a drug overdose and she's pissed. It's like, but they set you up as a drug user and, you know, this last season, so why would that not make perfect sense?
What they should say that she died from Ambien.
Yeah.
Because that's what killed her career anyway.
I think she should choke on a ham sandwich.
You gonna watch The Rookie with Nathan Fillion?
No.
Castle, where he's actually a cop?
No, because he's got too much makeup on in the promo pictures. It's tough getting old in Hollywood.
It is.
He should just do cons from now on.
Well, he might end up doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, everything else on this list, I have no desire. There's nothing on here that makes me say, I want to watch this.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's sad. We're just getting old.
Yes, we are.
You know? Give me a reboot of Murder, She Wrote. Takes place in the nursing home. And you find out the killer was time.
They all just keep dropping dead. Of what? Natural causes?
Yes. don't know what happened. It was murder.
Did you see the new trailer for Mary Poppins?
Yes.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I felt really good about it.
Did you really?
Yes.
I have problems with Lin-Manuel.
Yes.
Whatever.
Noriega. Yes.
I guess he's supposed to be Bert?
No.
No?
He's another character. He is a lamplighter.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, what a stretch. But, I mean, him having an English accent, I don't know about.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I just don't feel like they can recapture that.
What they showed in the trailer looked really good to me.
Okay.
So, here's hoping. Here's hoping. I mean, it's based more on the books.
Right.
Which is a little weird because in the books, Mary Poppins is a bitch. She's kind of mean to the kids.
Right.
So we'll have to see how that goes. But I'm looking forward to it. I hope they do it justice.
I hope so too. I mean, it's just a weird pull this many years later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel like a lot of people were asking for a Mary Poppins sequel. But I could be wrong.
Well, they're gonna get it anyway, damn it.
Well, because that's what we do now.
Yes. You don't know that you want this, but you really do, so...
Oh, good times.
Yes.
All right, you got anything else for this week?
Nope, that's it.
All right.
That's it.
All right, well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
See ya.